Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
It's something else how, you know, timing matters in sports. And to be able to thread that needle and be good while teams around you are starting to regress, it's a luxury if you can find that. And, man, it really, really feels like not only do the 49ers, you know, are they at the end of a good year here, that good year with a healthy Christian McCaffrey, with all of the cap room that they're going to have if they really do indeed have the cheapest quarterback room that you could conceive of starting football games for you. It's amazing how well set up the 49ers are here. Like Peter King just said, it's a good time to be a good team in the NFC West. And the NFC West changed that equation dramatically.
Yeah, a year ago, three teams won double digits. This year, one had double digits, and only two had winning records. And the second team was barely made it by the skin of Jason Myers' foot. So, yeah, I mean, the only wild card to that is the same wild card that there always is. You're always three injuries away from being screwed.
No doubt.
And that's what happened to the Rams this year. Yeah, they burned off a lot of draft capital to win that Super Bowl, but if Matthew Stafford is healthy and Cooper Kupp is healthy, and they figure out Cam Akers before Week 14, they're in this too. So bad luck can tip up on you and hammer you right in the throat when you least expect it, as the 49ers found out in 2020.
Do you think Sean McVay is actually flirting with a departure from the Rams at this point in time, kind of like a getting while the getting's good? Because, I mean, he's made a ton of cash. He's a very young man. He's got endless options and a very bright future and probably a better paycheck and less stress coming with his next job as a broadcaster. But the problem is, it might be the right time for him to leave the NFL as a head coach, if indeed his mind is, but last year was the right time to get out and say, I'm going to be a big broadcaster for a ton of cash. Because remember, Tom Brady's already been paid like a man in waiting. We've got the Tony Romo, Kirk Herbstreit, the huge network analyst shuffle spinning carousel has spun, and many a multiple year contract in a new network has been signed by an already good at that broadcaster, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. There are probably teams and networks that would let their, you know, ABC color guy go in the names of I'm replacing you with Sean McVay. But for McVay to have really hit that sweet spot to go into the booth, it was last year. And that guy to me just screams, I'm young enough to keep Wanna coaching. And I think he's angling for a contract extension more than anything else.
I don't know, because he's one of those guys who doesn't have other interests. So he's incredibly tightly wrapped. In that way, he's a little bit like Dick Vermeil was. So I could see that he's looking at, God, I don't know if I've got it in me for a rebuild. Also, you only need to get one vacant spot in the broadcast wheel to hit it big. And it sounds like Sean Payton's coming back. So he could take Payton's spot with Fox for a huge amount of money. The wild card here is that of the openings that we already have in the NFL this year, two of them, Denver and Carolina, are with two of the three richest people owning sports in North America. So money's not going to be an object. So if he was trying to hit it big, this would be the year to try to get a job with one of them rather than stay where he is and try to get more money out of Stan Kroenke after a 5-win season. So I think if he's going to go, he's going to do the broadcast thing for at least a year. He could say that it's, better for his family. He's just married for the first time. I think he's more likely to stay than go, but I don't know if it's going to come with a huge raise because, Les Snead's going nowhere as the general manager. He's staying right where he is. And if McVay's issues are with Snead, he might go just to get away from him. There are a lot of things going on that I don't know that anybody's that sure about. So I don't have a definitive answer for you, but I don't think he would leave just because, this is all of a sudden, this is kind of daunting now. But he might. I mean, if Fox comes and says, we're going to give you $20 million and you only have to work 8 hours a week rather than 100. He might do it just for the rational lifestyle that comes with it. He won't stay for long, but he might do it for a year just to recharge his batteries because guys burn out in this league like they always have. They still are, for as much as they say they have more rational lifestyles, they sleep at the stadium. They spend 15, 16 hours a day doing that stuff. I mean, Mike McDaniel, when Tua went down, told his wife, I'll be home at noon. Then all of a sudden, they're looking for a quarterback because it looks like Tua's going to be out for a while. And his wife has to call him at the stadium 9 hours later and said, you were going to be here at noon. It's now 8 o'clock. They get lost in the job. So I could see where burnout could be a problem.
Being an NFL coach, being a head coach in the NFL is officially an unhealthy job. It's an unhealthy lifestyle. There's a reason why these guys do burn out and have heart attacks. And if you're talking about lasting a decade somewhere, I mean, it's just look at Kyle Shanahan 6 years ago. Being head coach of the San Francisco 49ers has aged him like a president. He looks 10 years younger in 6 years.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the wild
10 years older, pardon me.
Yeah, that's the wild card about how long he's going to stay. Because his dad stayed, I think, 12 years in Denver. And while he ended up going back and coaching with Washington, the last few years in Denver weren't good. And the old John Madden line, 10 years is as long as anybody should do this job, I think probably resonates with these guys too, especially a guy with Shanahan, whose dad was a contemporary of Madden's and Bill Walsh's, who also did 10 years and got out. He later came back and did Stanford, but for the most part, 10 years is about as much as any rational human being can do this job without becoming an irrational human being.
Someone from the Xfinity Mobile text line asks, please explain how in God's names broadcasters command such contracts that they do right now. I just can't understand the math. Well, look, I'm about as pro-broadcaster as a human being can be. As a broadcaster, make as much money as you can, boys. It's real simple. The show that you're on commands more live eyeballs than any other show any network can put on television. Eyeballs in the world of television equal money. And I think it's crazy, but they got the money to spend. They got the money to burn, so they burn it on names that people think, you know, people will want to see. To me, a broadcaster has never make... It doesn't make or break whether or not I'm watching. I'm watching because I'm watching the sport. A broadcaster who's good absolutely enhances the game. A bad broadcast team detracts from the game, but I just mute it. I don't stop watching.
No, it's an ego thing. It's, I got the guy that you wanted. I mean, when the bidding war for Drew Brees went on and NBC won it, they won it even though they didn't really have an idea of what they wanted to do with Brees. And it lasted a year. So really, it's more about, you know, ooh, Fox wants Brady. Well, maybe I want Brady. I'll get in a bidding war because that'll make me look good with my boss. And nobody expects Tom Brady to be very good at this. He's never been terribly forthcoming anyway. And he's probably not going to be, you know, the next great broadcaster anyway. I don't think that's what drives him. But there's $350 million that he's been promised to do this. And even if he only does it for 1 year, you know, it's going to be more than $35 million per year that he's going to get. He'll have buyout clauses, so he'll make $100 million minimum. I think it's just ego. It's just, I want this guy. The CEO of the company will be impressed if I get this guy.
Follow-up from the same texter says, but isn't there a big name that would work for less? See, that's an oxymoron. There's no said. There is no big name working for less. Big names command big paychecks.
If Tony Romo got $15 million, which I think it was the number he got, somebody's getting 20 because they're just going to go, why should I take what Tony Romo got? You want me. You can't get Romo. That's what I want. And money is no object to a guy like David Tepper or Stan Kroenke or Rob Walton. You know, that money is the cheapest thing in the world to them. So it's really just about, you know, what do I want? And the guy who's got more money than all of them is Jeff Bezos.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.